well, gave him a chance. I'm new to this. I've only had my license for, that's almost a week now. I just never got around. I've listened to you guys on the scanners and that, and been wanting to be a ham radio operator also, but I'm not a great test taker, and now I hear there's a lot of electronics and computers involved in it nowadays, so I thought, oh, I'm going to do the GMRS. Over.
Yeah, it was, you see, it's a stepping stone to ham radio uses. It kind of is, because you got, if you don't, it ain't like CB is, you can cuss off the storm and everything else, and the FCD won't even bother you. But if you keep your nose clean on here, the FCD will bother you. But it gives you an idea of how ham radio works, too.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I enjoy listening to ham radio when they have the severe, when they have Skywarn and that, but you don't hear that too much anymore out this way. And then they have the Micon out of White Lake repeater, and didn't hear too much of that last year unless they changed their frequencies. Over.
You said you had your license in a couple weeks. Well, there's a certain part of the summer and a certain part of the spring. When you transmit the aircraft, how can I explain it? People will come from Ohio, talking from Ohio when they get to Detroit repeater, and we've been talking to them a lot lately. But that's around the summer months and springtime, that part.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I heard that over the last summer and fall, where people were on, like, it was like Skip coming into our repeaters. Yes, that was very interesting.
Yeah, I kind of yelled at somebody today. I don't like yelling at people, but I don't like people who try to get away with stuff. And you're going by the rules, but they don't want to go by the rules. So that's what I mean, because they keyed up and said, "Does anybody hear me?" I go, I answer you if you give me your call and sign in your first name. Dead silence. They never did come back. I said, you got to have a license to get out of there, man. Nah, this ain't a license. This ain't like CB. You can get away a lot on CB. But on here, man, the FCC listens to you like your wife does, I said. So that's why I told them they never did come back.
Copy that. Oh, yeah. Yeah, getting back to CB radio, I used to be in it back in the 80s and the 90s. But, yeah, you get these crazy kids that want to give the truckers a hard time, or they play their music on it. And some of these kids had some power on their radios. But, yeah, you get in any of the big cities, or like that, Channel 19, that's terrible.
Yeah, they said that Channel 19 on here is the travel channel, like the truck drivers. But when I'm around the expressways, I don't hear nothing, not even a cricket chirp anymore.
On the CB radio? Over.
No, on GMRS. They're trying to convert R19 over for the people who are on the expressways and stuff. I haven't heard nothing on that. I mean, it ain't hooked up to the repeaters. But when I'm down that area by this expressway, I won't hear nobody talking on these radios. I just hear the ones that come off the repeater on our towers and stuff that work.